Ray, it sounds like psyllids are the big issue here in Highlands County. Is it the biggest issue for your growers?
Yeah, it certainly continues. How we operate a wide variety of coordinated spray areas seems to be the biggest thing our guys are really working on together now.
Do you think you all maybe have some of the best coordination in the state?
I can't speak, obviously, to other areas, but I think we're doing a really good job here. The guys have really stepped up. Almost every single acre of citrus in the area is in some coordinated spray area, and we have captains for each of the area. I think we're reaching everyone with the message. I think we continue to see a larger and larger percentage of people join in. Obviously, there's still a few small growers, outliers, that we need to join in the effort, but I think we're 95% there.
You told some of the growers that if they could identify some of the abandoned grove owners, there were some ways to put pressure on them. What can you do?
Yeah, our property appraiser is still actively pursuing folks that have abandoned groves, changing their greenbelt classification. He's been a real friend of the citrus industry, so if there are groves out there across the state that just are not being managed as commercial citrus groves, I think it behooves other growers to get with their property appraisers and have them put a little pressure on those folks, either step up their management or remove their greenbelt.
I think I heard about three growers in this meeting say even when they have groves without neighbors nearby, they're still seeing this perimeter effect of a lot of psyllids on the edges of the groves. They're thinking they may be being able to survive in woods or such without citrus groves. Did you hear some of that and your thoughts?
Yeah, that's been the most interesting thing to me throughout this whole greening debate over the last couple of years is the edge effect. And, you know, where are psyllids being hosted on other plants? Are they making trips in? Kind of what I heard today for the first time was some guys talking about doing some studies to see whether or not psyllids were migrating from the center of their properties out and staying on the edges. I guess kind of get to the edge and say, oh my gosh, that's the last host plant. Maybe I better stay here. So I think that's going to be an interesting thing to understand, perhaps what percentage are coming in from non-citrus areas and what percentage of that edge effect are the psyllids that are in the grove migrating to the edges.
Interesting. Any other thoughts you have about this whole deal?
No, I mean, obviously, this is all about cooperation. And I think, I mean, the resounding message both at Citrus Expo and in this meeting today is in the areas that are cooperating, we're seeing extremely, extremely low psyllid counts. And so the real message is, you know, if you're a grower somewhere and you are not cooperating in a coordinated spray area program, you need to be.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.